Raz FM with Cindy Swahambe, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. So we're having a conversation on praising poverty and giving so much credit for poverty where poverty shouldn't even be given credit. Because ayikinto lebuhlungu njengekubona nekuva indlela lesikhuluma ngayo about people who come from good backgrounds, people who didn't struggle for the basics, because that's how life should be. We discredit people's successes based on their background. So, I mean, why are we surprised that they're doing well in life? But the truth is, that is how it's supposed to be. Under normal circumstances, one should come from a family where both parents are emotionally supportive and the parents are able to take care of them and provide for their basic needs and extend a hand whenever they need. There's absolutely nothing wrong in your adult life with being in a situation where uma ngabe kunzima, you can pick up the phone. Uma ngabe batali basaphila uthi kunzima bakusite. That means ukuthi you come from a solid background where your parents ensured Gutsi, they give you probably what they did not have. We all need love and support you. And let me just clear that out. Emdenini wakini, where you are born, no matter how old you are or how successful, you remain a child for as long as my elders are born. So you are entitled to the help that your parents give. Yebo, they are not obligated, but you shouldn't feel guilty. When your parents are able to help you, that tells me there was proper family planning, financially and otherwise. They knew ukuthi kuba mtali awuqethi awuthi ngoba mfana kho semtsala ngoba ungalahlekelwa msebenzi ungagula ulale phansi. If you're not married, your parents should be able to take care of what they need to take care of until you bounce back and you are able to fend for yourself again. So it's quite sad where you find people who had it tough are now in a position where, okay, they're doing okay and they have children, but they're denying their children so many things that they shouldn't even be denying their children because they believe, we had it tough. Mundo athi nje mntwana akagibeli taxi timoto tikhona ngaphakathi kwelijariti akagibeli taxi akana moto dam le timoto nanana. What is the point of working hard if your children will not enjoy all of those things simply because when you had it tough and that's what you feel built your character nabufuna kube njalo? Why mntwana anga enjoy lokukhona ekhaya abe inspired to say uma ngabe batali bebane diploma I should strive to have a master's degree, uma ngabe ekhaya ngikhule yebo timoto betikhona kusho ukuthi tam timoto fanele tibe ngqono kunalethi leti ngikhulisile, but sine sihlala sifuna ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuthi kube tough. And the truth is, whether you have it tough or easy, what you become is a choice. And poverty is not something we should celebrate. And that is why we're having this conversation, because poverty has far-reaching and detrimental effects on individuals, families, and communities, impacting their physical and mental health, education, social well-being, and overall quality of life. It creates a cycle of disadvantage where the challenges of poverty can be passed down through generations. You see why? Why are you passing down your trauma, abandonment, and bako unnecessarily? And why do we want people to feel bad for not relating to a bad background? Why sending ati go right vele kuti mvana a sheshe a pume kaya yutibonela? There's absolutely nothing wrong in giving your children better circumstances than you had. There are so many children who are even lucky with naba pume kaya. They were gifted cars. They were gifted property as a way to kalala and build from this. That is what we should want for our children. I would say, no. Why? Why finally mdwana alimale mentally? And you like what depression nan guzoguta pumele limbilwin. But in Funagu Vangao, does coming from a good background mean that a person is spoiled? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Raz FM 943, and you know what to do. But for now, it's Daniel C. Everything, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, Gusi, does coming from a good background mean that a person is spoiled? And we're talking about poverty and its effects, because we shouldn't celebrate or credit poverty. Because in order for us to alleviate poverty, we firstly need to acknowledge that it dehumanizes people. It affects a person in more ways than one. Sometimes you don't even realize it until later in life. In as much as I might believe it built a strong character, but ingli mate more than it built me. Now, poverty affects your physical health. Poverty significantly limits access to adequate nutrition, health care, and safe living conditions, leading to increased rates of illness, chronic diseases, and higher mortality rates. Children in poverty are more susceptible to malnutrition, infectious diseases, and developmental delays. Mental health. The stress of poverty, including financial insecurity, lack of access to resources, and social stigma, can lead to mental health problems such as depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. Reduced life expectancy. Studies indicate that individuals living in poverty have a shorter life expectancy compared to those with higher socioeconomic status. Impact on education and development. Educational disadvantages. Children from low-income families often face barriers to education, such as attending under-resourced schools, experiencing frequent school changes, and struggling with basic needs like food and clothing. Lower academic achievement. Poverty is linked to lower academic performance, reduced cognitive development, and a decreased likelihood of completing higher education. Limited job opportunities. The disadvantages experienced in childhood and adolescence can impact future employment opportunities, with individuals from low-income backgrounds often facing limited job prospects and lower earning potential. So you see why we shouldn't celebrate ipovat. And gyang tus mangiva mundu ats, ya, panbani vele, angege schoolmen abobo chis boy nananbuga. We make poor decisions in our adult lives sometimes because it's believer good, no, never know about to survive, or about a super gong survivor, and a gurong. Gurong. We don't mind having children that we don't even afford because Sibanale dogus nansi nebas kulisa, but albanga gafunzi, sa funza, yebo begu tough, but it built strong. No, it affected you mentally. Kungende gagutsi today, you have mental health issues that do not stem from the challenges lusanga bitane nato in your adult life, but that stem from the upbringing. Kungendeka ukuthi even in relationships, it has affected you. There are underlying issues in your relationships that stem from your upbringing. You see why we only want to talk about overcoming without assessing the damage. No one deserves poverty. No one deserves poverty. And we need to stop wearing it with pride and making other people feel bad for Gutsi Bona, their circumstances were different. That, in if anything, should inspire us, because that is the way things should be. Those are normal circumstances. We must not normalize abnormalities to a point where we get comfortable with even passing that on to our children. Just because you came out better does not mean everyone does. There are so many people who, if you sit across them, bakhalat nyembeti namanje, even sitting in a better place, and they're telling stories of ukuthi ngilimele. Yes, I fought and I came out of that situation, but I'm not the same. I've got scars today that will never really heal from childhood. So you see why it's a minute. Do not celebrate hardship, and let us not discredit people's success based on the fact that they didn't starve, they didn't have it hard. Nanani, kungale ndlela bekufanele kube ngayo, and efanele kulungiswe ngithi lusha ukuthi we must rise above the odds so that our children do not relate to that reality. It is not a reality that anyone should relate to or even embrace. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to ukuthi does someone coming from a good background mean that they are spoiled. In a moment, it's Rise FM. It's Rise FM with Shama Fed. Why Shine? And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, Gucci, does coming from a good background mean that a person is spoiled? And this is what you had to say. Loving yourself for Ty Faisal and the listeners, no, it doesn't mean that they are spoiled. It actually differs how a person behaves and how they think of other people. Listening to you all the way from Middleburg. Hi, hi. Pamela Vilagazi, it was a privilege doesn't equal spoiled. It's how people are taught to value what they have and treat others that truly reveals character. Beautiful. And I came across children who never tasted poverty, and those were the most respectful children and got better humanity. But myself and you who experienced poverty and later became average, you'll find us talking English even where it's unnecessary and want to be noticed for no reason. So true. Karabolina Lutualo Utsu, no, it doesn't. George Famakekane Utsu, yes. Inok pro ngwenya machunya usichaphela, for example, ngeke nangihleli nabotsotsi babe sesebathi nami ngingitsotsi. No, same applies to the question, ngeke bathi nami ngispoiled. Banele Prince uthi yes. Bodlela Phihli Phohlo uthi na, in fact, most people I know who are spoiled come from average families. Phumeza Zwane uthi nope. Logic Inonkino uthi education is important. Can't go around blaming people for spoiling themselves. Money doesn't come easy. Do spoil yourself when you get the chance. Tesco Zulu uthi no, Fezile thina school lematima sobantu babethu if kukhona asibendele bangandluli kulesimo lesindlule kuso thine. Tasco Elkwatini, good show as always. Hi Makeba, thank you for that. Sabelo Msuthu okaqebisa uthi empeleni kuyahluka, abanye be spoiled, abanye abekho spoiled. Cyril Machenjula Ngwenya uthi no. Menji Dlamini uthi it differs some way they behave. And Mlungisi AJ Mathebula uthi nope. I think we need to stop attributing bad character to privileges. If a person has bad character, or if they subscribe to my values and principles that are questionable, that's just who they choose to be. It's not because begadla cheese. No. Ngoba bakhona abantu labakhuleka madima and their values and principles are questionable. So we ayibona lento lengishoko ukuthi then to discredit people's hard work, because Google achieve that empilweni is not easy. Whether you come from a good family or not, you still have to work hard to realize your dreams. You still need to put in the work, be disciplined and committed to the vision that you have of lendo leyo lofuna ukuthi eqineni ibe khona. So it does not necessarily mean ukuthi uma ngabe umuntu njengoba sibabita ngabo cheese girl nabo cheese boy bangiloko bane advantage ukuthi okay, yena uma kubhedza uyakhona ukuthi aye ekhaya afika alithole lincedo bese sesithi ah angakusitshele ngabo uzibani, you know, thine we made it in life kungana namuntu lo sibonelelako sitibona nananana. Yes, you are a testimony of someone rising above the odds, but the truth is it wasn't supposed to be that way. And it is not a reality that we should celebrate so that we don't pass it on to our children. Fanele bantwana bethu uma ngabe thine, we are able to give them a different reality. Na kubo instile those values and principles to say, noma ngabe sinshela lifa, manage lelo lifa and create generational wealth. We can't start from zero, bafethu. We can't always start from zero. If one person started from zero and they got somewhere, those that take over have a great responsibility, manje, to not squander and play with the legacy that's been built by loyal colleagues zero. And in Shogus, the next generation now has it slightly easier than them. Kanjalo kanjalo. That is how we create generational wealth. Mdwana nje agabe inspired ekhaya, abe nema role models ekhaya to say, education is all I know because I come from a family of graduates. I'd be letting down the family legacy. And most of the things that I need to sustain within the wealth and everything that's been built in the empire, Sekaya, requires me to be knowledgeable and skilled. So fanele vele ngihambe esikoleni kuze ukuthi ngiphela ngibe knowledgeable so that I'm able to hold the fort from my parents. Nebantwana bami njalo njalo. Akusho ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi fanele kube madima. Ngoba phela, no. Being a supportive parent, financially and emotionally, does not mean you are spoiling your children. It means you value their mental and emotional health, and you don't want them to resort to anything that might be detrimental to that. It's Rise FM.